Investigators at the National Transportation Safety Board here in Washington are examining the flight data recorder from the American Airlines jetliner that crashed Monday in New York. The instrument tracks 200 flight functions, including engine performance. Yesterday, the NTSB revealed that another device, the cockpit voice recorder, captured the sound of two loud rattles before pilots lost control. The Airbus A300 was just minutes into a flight from Kennedy Airport to the Dominican Republic when it crashed, killing all 260 people aboard, destroying several homes in a Queens neighborhood. Five people on the ground were killed, and at least four are missing. Residents are trying to absorb what happened and to mourn for those who died. NPR's Jim Zaroli visited a church near the site of the crash.
At St. Francis de Sales Church yesterday, police outnumbered parishioners. The church sits in the heart of Rockaway Beach, a block from where American Airlines Flight 587 crashed on Monday, and investigators commandeered the parish school to work in. Still, some people managed to make it to the church. Lily Corcoran showed up shortly before noon wearing leggings and a heavy coat.
I needed to go to church. I just needed to go in. I didn't sleep last night. I just needed to be there. And I'm just waiting to hear now if we have some sort of a service that we can just get together, because this just hurts. It hurts a lot. And I can't come out of my house and just look down the block. What was there is not there anymore. All is just this mess.
Corcoran lives a half block from the site where the plane went down and was at home eating breakfast when the crash occurred. Though she was having some trouble getting information yesterday, she said several of her neighbors had died in the crash, people she knew well.
I've been here since I came from Ireland. We've all grown up together. We all had our kids together. All the kids know each other. This is a very tight neighborhood, and we're all hit, you know. I don't know if I could take any more of this.
St. Francis is very much at the heart of this quiet seaside neighborhood with its large Catholic population. And in recent weeks, the church has found itself a focal point of tragedy. The Rockaway Beach area is home to numerous firefighters and police officers, and dozens of local residents died in the World Trade Center collapse in September. The church has had 12 funerals since then for victims of the attack. Monsignor Martin Garrity said September 11th had very much brought people in the neighborhood together.
It's a very tragic thing. We're very saddened by it, but there's a lot of support in the community. The community is really very strong, strong in faith and strong in their love for each other.
Still, many people are struggling to make sense of what's happened. Just down the street from the church sits Engine Company 268, the local fire station. The company lost half a dozen men in the collapse of the World Trade Center, and it was one of the first to arrive on the scene following Monday's crash. Lieutenant Dan Fusella said after the deaths of the firefighters in September, the men in the company felt a connection to those who died on Monday.
They're in our prayers and our minds. You know, we have a lot of pain with them. Knowing what we just went through ourselves, we can only imagine what that's like.
Firefighter Bill Main was off duty when the plane went down, but he rushed to the scene to help. After everything that's happened lately, Main says he's had moments when he's thought about leaving the city.
It does cross your mind, you know, the world's coming to an end kind of deal. Maybe I should get out of New York like everybody else was thinking. But then, you know, this is our home, and, you know, you stay with your home, you stay with your roots, and, you know, you go on and you rebuild, try to make things better.
Jim Zaroli, NPR News, Rockaway Beach, Queens.